Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome to the On The Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Happy Monday, everybody. We made it to the beginning of a new week. Thanking God for another day of being here. I want to thank everybody who's been out there having fun with us, giving us your support. Happy Post-Mother's Day to all you mommies out there. Hope you had a great day, even those of us that had to go to work yesterday. So tonight, we're going to do something really, really different and really, really special, and I'm honored and proud to be here. So first, let me start with my shout-outs, thanking, first of all, to our very special sponsor tonight, Mr. Mark Pittman. Those of you who have been following me through Mark's groups, the Real World Black News and Discussions group and the Black History Suppress group, you guys know him as Marky Mark in the house. Well, it's Mark Pittman tonight, that's plain and simple, and his family. We are honoring none other than his parents today because you guys have followed us, both Mark, as a person that is out there promoting black awareness and unity, and myself, who tries to do the same, and we give this a forum for community support, social issue addressment, all of these things. One of the things that we talk about quite often is the failures or the breakdown of the black couple. We have dealt with people all over the place talking about that we are just baby mamas, baby daddies. We just want to hit it and run. We want to do all this stuff. Well, tonight, these two amazing, special people are here to show you what we're really about. So you know how this goes. We're going to give out our shout-outs. We're going to go to a pre-broadcast commercial. We're going to go to our sponsors, and then we're going to get back to get this started. So, to Barry Mason, our consultant, formerly of 98.7, KISS FM Radio in New York City, currently with iSoulRadio.com. You can hear Barry spin his musical magic on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m., again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing that, he is out there gracing New York City with the best of live R&B events as the CEO of Track One Entertainment. So thank you, Barry, for all that you do. To my team, my awesome team, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeathers, Monster Miles, DJ Domek, and Rodney Williams, and of course, last but certainly not least, one of our most priceless prize joints of this little mission here, Deacon Zeddy Williams of Toledo, Ohio. I want to thank my fabulous starter panelists and my actual regular panelists, Darlene and Arlene Cox. McGriff is one and Owens is the other, the two twin ladies that come in and always have such great input to say, to Stalo Jenkins, to Altreek Atkins, to Professor Carlton Jones, to Marky Mark when he's out there, Mr. Mark Pittman. I want to thank Hakeem Zayat Bey. I want to thank Deacon Zeddy Williams, of course. So, to the social media groups, I've already spoken to of you, the Real World Black News and Discussions group and to the Black History Suppress group. Now let's give it to the other. You On The Edge Listeners Lounge, you wonderful people. Thank you for your support. To the Black Love and Conversations group, the What About Us group, the Capitalist End group, and to the Black Mamba group and the Pro-Black Topics group. You guys have been fantastic with our pre-broadcast discussion. Now, without further ado, we're going to go out with our pre-discussion song. This is to you, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, Melvin and Adele Pittman. This is my first song to you. It's also a classic for all of you guys that have been calling out. When we get back after this and a word from our sponsors, we will get this party started. Here's Al Green with Still in Love. Be back in just a few. Keep it locked right here.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. That was Al Green with Still in Love with You, and I hope that the Pittmans were listening and got to get up and dance a little bit with each other. Happy anniversary to you, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have spoken at length on various segments on week-long, two-part, three-part series about everything that our people face on a daily basis. We have been spit on, we have been wrecked, we have been a target, we have seen our men go, we have seen the baby daddy drama, the baby mama drama, and society thinks that that's what we're about. They think we don't understand what it is to be true to each other, that we don't value marriage, regardless of what our ancestors have proven in the contrary, still this is what we're dealing with. Well, tonight, after hearing from Mr. Mark Pittman, who asked me to do this very special thing, and knowing that these two people, all of you that have been part of the show, you have benefited from their legacy. And I'm going to tell you what that means. Marky Mark in the house, we all heard about his two moderating groups. But those of you that are listening to the Spread Your Wings Saturday Showcase have benefited from two additional amazing parts of this people's legacy. A, Ms. Gail Birdsong, who is the owner of FacesOnFaces.net, who you have seen me and my proud picture of the piece she sent me, so you know she is a wonderful creator of custom art on recycled glass. And then we've had the beautiful, beautiful Grace of Hearing, their grandson, Corey Birdsong, which, sorry I said it, Corey, but that's where they know you as. But you all know him as Ice Needs, and you guys have repeatedly requested his song, Occupy. So with that being said, this is the beginning of the people that started it. They have been through hell. They have been through craziness, and they are still together. And guess for how long, people? 60 whole years today. So based on what I've been told by their very proud children, let's give you a little bit of info about them. Their name is Melvin and Adele Pittman. They were married on May 12th of 1954. Today is their 60th wedding anniversary. They have survived the Depression, segregation, the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, etc. They lived it, they witnessed it. Together, they have 9 children, 28 grandchildren, and 30-plus great-grandchildren, God bless them. They're originally from Louisiana. Their family migrated from the South to San Francisco, and that was in the 1940s. I've already told you 3 of the greatest pieces of their legacy that we have benefited from, Mr. Mark Pittman, Ms. Gail Birdsong, and Mr. Corey Birdsong. Now, let's bring some people in to see what they can say about Mr. and Mrs. Pittman. So beginning with our first panelist this evening, welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Adele Pittman.
Hi, Mrs. Adele Pittman. How are you and welcome to the show?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Happy anniversary. Let me bring in the rest of the people that's waiting in line, okay? And definitely want to hear from you. 1 second. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I know you're there, Ms. Pittman. I'm waiting to see who else is coming in. 612 area code. Are you there?
612 okay, area code?
Yes.
Hi, this is Patricia from Minnesota, Minneapolis. That's my mom you're talking to. Happy
All
anniversary.
Right.
And these are the best parents you ever can wish for. There's so much love in our family and understanding and without judgment. I couldn't ask for a better pair of parents.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And I could tell you I've benefited from three parts of it, so I believe you. Hang on 1 second. There's three more people coming in. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air. Okay, that one dropped. Hang on 1 second. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Gail Birdsong.
Hi, Gail. How are you? I already know you, so I don't have to say anything else. All right. Well, Mrs. Pittman, Miss Adele Pittman, let me be the first to say that I am honored. I'm honored just knowing three of your legacies alone. I'm honored that everything that we have spoken about on the show, you guys have represented and proven to be. You are everything I said when I find a relationship that works, I want to be just like you when I grow up. I want to get to the point where we've gone through the young part where we're all happy-go-lucky. When we get to the serious part, we get a little older, and I want to grow old with Viagra or pills or whatever it is right by that person that I started with. So thank you for allowing us to do this. Thank you for sharing this special day on my forum. And I would like for you to please tell us how it is that you do it.
Well, patience, understanding, and loving. You have to love the person you met to get through it.
Well, that's the first thing. Well, can you tell us, how did you and Mr. Melvin meet?
We met at high school.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, I'm jealous. My high school wasn't so nice. So you met in high school. Okay. What happened? What happened? Tell us about it. Share that beautiful moment so that the rest of our listeners out there, share that. So that the rest of our listeners know how to respect this. Go ahead.
Yeah, we met at high school, Mission High School in San Francisco.
And
wow.
From there, we used to hang out at a little place called Hamilton Recreation Center. It was a little barn place. All the kids used to go on Friday night to dance and whatever. And that used to be our meeting place.
Wow. Look at you giggling like a teenager. I'm imagining all the times you've broken rules to get there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That's the first few things you said were absolutely correct. Love, respect, definitely patience. Now I want to speak on this because you represent several eras. And Gail has been a part of this show, your son for sure. I mean, these two alone, they give me such pleasure just dealing with them. You represent, like I said, quite a few eras, and you guys have stood through it, and you're still here, you're still married, you've got a legacy, you know, beyond you that's been doing even more things. Obviously, what you taught them, as your daughter just said, goes further than just what we went through in the house, you know. So I want to ask you this. What struggles did you and your husband face, both as a couple with each other individually, and then, of course, in society as an African-American couple, considering the eras that you came through and the breakthroughs and the big historical events that took place? You witnessed this. So tell our listeners what you went through.
Well, we've seen it all since 1954. That's when we were married. And we've seen presidents be assassinated. We've seen Martin Luther King being assassinated, and Malcolm X, and all the hardships the black people went through in the South, trying to get their rights, being, you know, abused by the police and all of that. And it wasn't nice, and it wasn't easy to watch, but, you know, we had to watch it. And we was blessed that, you know, we wasn't physically involved in it, but we were mentally and socially involved in it. So,
go ahead, but, I'm sorry.
We tried to teach our, you know, tell our kids about the past and all of that. They didn't understand because they didn't see it, and all they learned was from us. And so, but you know, I think they turned out okay. You know, they know to respect themselves, and if you respect yourself, you can respect others. So, and I think most of them got that.
Oh, they, I can tell you with the three that I know, and I just heard another one of your children, absolutely, you can be proud, Mr. Pittman, because first of all, Mark was the first one I've met, and just by the way he was interested in starting a group about black awareness, and he's constantly supportive, and he's on the line in a minute. I'm going to bring him in. He's messaging me on the side like I forgot about him or something. But they definitely have such culture about them, such love, such care. Gail is amazing. I mean, she's just amazing. I met your grandson, and the songs that he put out, which, by the way, I'm going to play for you before the show is over, even what he's talking about, I mean, all of this, the fact that they think about it, that it's a passion for them, it says a lot, you know, to you and your husband. Also, I want to ask you this. You know, if your son has spoken to you, this show focuses on the hardships of the African-American community. We touch often on the breaking down, especially of the black couple, which I believe is the foundation of us all. And there's so many different things that we face today that we didn't face when we had the village that raised the children. And one of the things is nowadays couples can't communicate. There's the emergence of what I call the independent black woman, where independence has been changed into pushing the man out of the picture. On the other hand, men are kind of walking off quicker. You know, nobody wants to speak anymore. So let me ask you what your feelings of that is, and then tell them if there's ever been a time where you and your husband had to sort of improvise and submit to each other, and then what it meant and why that had to happen, and let them know, you know, what do you do? How many sacrifices or compromises do you make to make it work? Because you obviously did 60 years, so it has to be a lot of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of compromise, and there's a lot of talking. You have to talk to each other, and you have to try to understand the other one's viewpoint, even if it's different from yours, you know. And there's a lot of that goes on over the years. But after so many years, you sort of understand each other's viewpoint even before you say it. So.
You see, that's what I want. I'm telling you, Ms. Pittman, that's the part I love. I have a grandparent before they both passed away. They knew how to finish each other's sentences. My grandfather used to say things like, oh, no, yeah, when she gets that arched eyebrow, you just walk away and put your hands up. And, you know, I used to hear my uncle say, well, Dad, you know, that's your woman. You don't let no woman talk to you. He said, son, who told you that nonsense? You know, happy wife is a happy life. So that's the type of love that we've always had. That's the type I want, and I want to be old. If I get too fat, I want him to be able to walk behind me and hold my sides up and do that. Let me bring in the rest of your children, because I believe all these strange area codes I'm getting belongs to your legacy. So let me bring them in before I continue the interview. Hang on just a second. Welcome to the show, Coley. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Marky Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. What took you so long to answer? You know me. All right, first say what you need to say to your mama.
Yes. First of all, I want to talk about Hamilton Rec Center. From way back then, I remember that place. I used to play ball there, too, and I didn't know y'all had met up there. I never knew that.
Oh, you never heard the story? You must have heard. Well, he can't hear very well, so a lot of stuff got past him.
Oh, Mama's going to tell all Mark.
Hey.
She doesn't owe you any explanations, dude. I think you got it twisted. She could keep her own little secret. She's entitled. All right. let's talk. You need to tell your mother on the air right now what it is she's done for you, how you got to where you are, because you're amazing to me, so I know it didn't come from you alone. Let's go, buddy. You owe her one.
Okay, I just want to say that how proud I am of my parents being able to persevere through all of the tribulations that black families have to go through, especially from way back in the 1940s and 50s, dealing with the civil rights movement and how, in my view, the government did as much as they could to make sure black people were not and are not successful even today. So I think it makes me really proud to look at my parents as a goal, something that I would want to emulate, being able to stay together as a family and have so many kids at the same time, because that kind of stuff doesn't go on these days now. People have 2 and 3 kids and call it quits, knowing, hey, this is all I can handle. And my parents had kid after kid after kid, you know. And another thing I wanted to bring up was, I know my mother didn't mention it, but back in 1954, right after they got married, my father went off to war in Korea. So my mother was stuck with children, young kids at that time, while my father was off at war in Korea. So I know that was a task for her to have to go through as well. And fortunately, through the war, my father was able to come back and, you know, and continue making babies.
very funny.
Because I wasn't born until 1960. So.
Uh-oh. I was born in 1963.
Whoa.
But I'm not telling when I was born.
That's right. We all entitled to secrets. Well, first of all, before I move on to your next piece of your legacy, Mrs. Pittman, already I honor you. Already I'm inspired even further. Everything about the children that I've met and now listening to these, it's, like I said, it's an attestment to itself. It's an attestment all by itself. Now your husband was at war. That was a rough thing to do. I'm a mother of a soldier, and that scares me alone just when they're deployed. You handled your business, lady. That's all I can say. So also happy post Mother's Day, because we didn't get to speak before then. All right? And thank you for that. Thank you for giving, being a real proof, living legacy proof that this is who we are as a people. This is what we're talking about. This is what we came from. Not the media posted garbage that we see, not the constant controversy or the tabloids. This right here. And you and your husband created 9 more warriors, who created 28 more warriors, who created 30-plus more warriors, all from you. So let's move on now to the next person who's waiting in line. Mark, again, thank you for this little connection as well. One second. Welcome to the show. Yeah. Call your own here. Hello? All right. Yeah. I don't know who else is in 925, so I'm going to leave you open, and when you connect with us, just say hello, we'll know you're there. All right. Welcome to the show. Call your own here. Okay.
Hello?
Yes. 951?
Oh, that's me. I'm Dwayne Caldwell. I'm a Adele's
nephew.
Thanks, Gail, for texting me this information. It's good to hear these little stories. My aunt and uncle, Adele and Melvin, are the best I could ask for. Adele especially, I always talk to her, well, not enough, but she always had good advice, which is actually make up my own mind. Congratulations on 60 years. I'm trying to do it myself with my wife. You guys are great examples for us to follow, and hope you guys have many more years together.
Thank you, my greatest nephew.
Wow.
This is great.
Can you look at that? You ever thought you'd be a great anything? A great aunt, great grandmother? I know the feeling. Okay, I do have three more important questions. Well, two are serious. One is kind of a fun question. First of all, if you look back, knowing what you know now, Mrs. Pittman, is there anything you would do differently? And is there any? What is your fondest memory?
I don't think I would do anything differently. I might have pushed my kids more into education.
Okay, hold on. I don't know where that's coming from. 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
I don't think I would have done anything much different than what we did. The fondest memories we have is all the Christmas parties we had when the kids were small. And we continued through the grandkids and the great-grandkids. In fact, up till today, almost we still have a special Christmas party on the week before Christmas. And the kids remember that.
It is so hard to survive as an individual than to become a part of a team and still try to be an individual and then wear the multi hats that a wife and a mother has to do. And then still sometimes our children also include our husbands sometimes. Sometimes the man has to take care of more than just the family because he has to deal with what's outside. To get through all of that for 1 year, it's hard. Then you got to talk about the legacy of the 7-year itch, where by 7 years, everything starts to get crazy and you start getting upset with things and maybe you're not as close as you used to be. You survive that. Then you go now to the golden anniversary. There's 50 years. You're still together. You got all these children coming back. And you have 9 children that are all saying the same thing. My mom is the greatest. Now you have extended family. My aunt and uncle is the greatest. So you guys did something big and probably didn't even know you did. And you look back and you go, all I did was pray. Or all I did was you know, beat some butts when I had to. And all I did was have a lot of care for them. That is something that is alive and well now. And I hear from so many modern-day people that don't understand the magnitude of that value. So I want to ask you this. What would be your recommendations, taking a page out of your book, for success in the relationship, especially with everything we face today?
Well, I recommend that young people, before they get married, to think about who they're marrying and also, you know, have patience with each other. Learn to talk to each other about different things even before you get married. And then that way when you do get married and you have these problems come up, you at least have discussed them. Now, you know, you can talk about them and say, you know, we talked about this before and we decided that, you know, that didn't matter and so on and so forth. And that way, they can hold themselves together.
What wisdom! What wisdom! And I got to tell you, your son, like I said, amazing pillar of the community. At least by the way I know him. Your daughter, wonderful, beautiful woman all the way around, inside and out. She does beautiful art from her head. She does beautiful things with her hands. Then she thinks about recycling glass, something else that obviously came from what she was taught, to spare the community more pollution. That's something people don't think about much anymore either without some commercial funding behind it or some commercial benefit. She doesn't do that. Then you have your grandson.
Baby.
You have your grandson. Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, we're going to talk about my son, but I want to say something when you're done. This is Gail.
Okay, Gail, go ahead. You can go on. I'll continue with Corey in a minute.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just wanted to say I'm the youngest of my mom and dad, and happy anniversary, by the way, moms, for the second or third time today. Love you. And I just want to say, you know, being the youngest of the clan, the 9 children, you know, I know my parents have endured a lot over the years. So I piggyback on what my brother said and my cousin, Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne. And, you know, I can just remember growing up in a house of love. We all grew up in one household and with our parents there. And I know they had struggles because they both worked. to be able to raise us and keep clothes on our back and keep food in our mouth. But I can never remember as a child, you know, going without anything. You know, we always had really nice Christmases, and you know, I can remember, like, you know, a bunch of people coming to the door with hats, Santa Claus hats on at Christmas time with boxes of toys and wrapped gifts for us. Well, I didn't know any better that was, you know, donations from the local church, because they knew it was this family that had all these children. You know, I just remembered it being a great Christmas every year, you know. And, you know, if my parents were having problems, they shielded it from us because, you know, I mean, I think my brothers and sisters can agree, you know, most of our memories are very happy ones. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Awesome. I wanted to continue what I was saying about your son, Gail, because obviously what your mom taught you, you taught your son, is very rare that you hear young people around his age bracket that chooses to get into the music industry and want to focus on positive message. And that's something that he actually spoke to me about, not only here on the interview that you were a part of, but even off the air when we speak and he wants to show about the next thing he's sending up. He respected the fact that my show, I will not promote anything explicit or, you know, I don't want to hear the N-word in any lyrics or anything to that effect, because we get that a dime a dozen around us. I think about you, Mrs. Pittman, that you lived in the era when, you know, there were struggles from the outside, but we cherished our family. Like, no matter what they called you, no matter what they took from you, no matter what they threw at you, you'll take it, because your whole focus was my babies and their future, my babies and their opportunities that we didn't have. That was something that was cherished back in your day, back in my parents' day, back in the village right before this generation. So to see what you see now, it definitely, knowing what you came from, that has to hurt you. And at the same time, looking at your 9 children grow up and their legacies as well, continued on what you have taught them, means a lot. And then to hear this coming back means a lot. So there is a panelist that's coming in. I don't believe he's part of the family, but I believe he wants to make comments or say something. And right after that, we have a little special song that the little Pittman birdies told me you like, and I'm going to play that for you after this, okay? So hang on 1 second.
All right.
Welcome to the show, Chloe. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, well, we probably have a little bit of a bad connection. So, Mrs. Pittman, according to what I've been told in the process of trying to find out a little more about you, I understand that you and your husband have a special song that you like from Ray Goodman and Brown, Happy Anniversary. So, with this all being in the appropriate manner and topic discussion for today, here is that song for you, from us to you, okay? Hang on 1 second.
All right, thank you. Another year has come and gone, and we're still together here with a love so very strong. So while we're celebrating like this, we'll take a toast to the year. Cause if anyone deserves to stay together out of bill, we should be one. Happy anniversary, my dear. Happy anniversary. In the woman who packs him up, and in you I can depend to be the one to hold his strength.
pass away, youth always be.
So while we're celebrating life day, I'll sing a song to you, my dear. Cause I made my resolution, this is my own constitution, to love you more and more. My dear.
Well, hey, sure sounds good today.
I like this.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, David Harris.
Celebrating an amazing testimony to what true black love is, and that is the 60th anniversary of Melvin and Adele Pittman. To those of you who are veteran listeners and part of our social media connection, this is the parent. These are the parents of Mark Pittman, known lovingly across the social media board as Marky Mark in the house. To those of you that have been part of our Saturday Showcase family, you have heard us list his little sister, Gail Birdsong, as the Faces on Basis entrepreneur owner. And you have heard and requested the song of her grandson and Gail's son, Mr. Ice Lees, for Occupy. One of the things before I return back to our panelists is, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, here is your grandson's song, Occupy, and after that, we'll be back to resume our discussion. So here's our other gift to you, Mr. Ice Knees, Corey Bird's song, and Occupy. Be back in just a second.
We in this world full of hatred, like there's no need for the love. Bills on our tables,
jobs ain't calling. My people fed up, trying to find a way to resolve it. And it's crazy how they keep trying to tell us to blame the White House. We don't do something about it now, then it's lights out. People starving, they can't even feed their kids. Media lying to us, they deceiving us with fear. Damn, and I can say I'm trying to take us out. And I want to say we survive, but I can't escape my doubt. That's why we gotta rise as one, come together and unify. Either we try or we done. We the 99%, so majority rules. If you only look at the news, you got the stories confused. Yeah, we really out here striving for a better way. Better life, we better pay. And it's a shame that they just wanna see us perish. Watch us all ride away in embarrassment. It's appearing so much cheddar in this world. Wonder why we can't share. If you view it how I view it, they motive is transparent. They want control, money, and power without respect. And they don't care who they kill, long as they get in the check. So I'm speaking for the people worse off than I. And that's why we occupy.
Why we occupy? Not even
knowing
why. Why we occupy?
99
just out here striving. And the ones on the hill just smiling. It ain't right, so we fight. Damn strong, cause it's alright. We the people and we out here struggling.
Great. Yeah, man.
Say everybody missed the good old days. Then he asked me, when was the good old days? We always been paycheck to paycheck, struggling and hustling, just making sure the fam set. They giving everybody freaking bailouts. Then my city went bankrupt and hellbound. Money went down, so the crime went up. Now I'm trying to aspire till my time is up. The people got sick and tired of being hopeless, so we set up shop, demonstrated and posted. Tear gas, my eyes still open, train still rolling, full speed smoking. Shut ports down, show the world no joking. Just trying to get that word out, but we need one voice to organize the noise. This what can happen when you give us no choice.
Why we occupy? 99 just out here striving, and the ones on the hill just smiling. It ain't right.
Everybody, it's On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. Tonight we are celebrating true black love with the legacy of Melvin and Adele Pittman. Those of you who have been tuning in so far, you have heard some amazing, amazing statements from her children. You have heard some amazing journeys they've taken. And what's more amazing is that they went through all of this and they're still married for 60 years today. So we're bringing back in our guest, Ivana. The rest of you will have to be on mute for just a couple of seconds because there's a newer person coming in to speak with Mrs. Pittman. So hang on 1 second. Hi, Mama Pittman. Are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, so did you hear your grandson's song if you haven't heard it before? That was
I've heard it before, yes. Thank you for playing.
You're welcome. Corey and Gail and Mark and all of you, thank you for that because, to me, I'm honored with the addition to this list here. All right, Mama, you have somebody else coming in. I'm not sure who that is. So there's actually two people, so hang on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I'm having a little bit of a freeze here. Hang on. All right, 763 area code, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Amaria, and me and my brothers are calling from Minnesota to say happy 60th anniversary to my grandma and grandpa. Happy anniversary. I love you guys.
Oh, love you too, Amari.
All right. Amari, you have to tell your grandmother what it is that she personally gives you as an inspiration. That's part of the requirements tonight.
Can you say that again?
I would like for you to tell your grandmother on the air what she has done to inspire you.
She's, every time when I come out to visit her, she's always going out of her way to help. And I like how Yeah.
Okay, I'm not putting you on the spot, and I think that was pretty important enough as it is. Go ahead, Grandma, what were you saying?
I was saying that she's forgetting her thoughts. She's a very smart little girl, though, and I love her to death. And I'm going to see you on...
Well, you have somebody else coming in that wants to say something, so hang on just a second. 612 area code, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, I'm going to be bringing in your other children to rejoin the panel. Hang on just a second. Welcome back. You're on the air. Hello?
I'm here.
All right. Is that you, Gail?
That's me.
Okay. Mark, is that you? Are you back?
Yes. I've been here all along, just like my parents. Okay. They've been there for me all along. And I really appreciate it. But I want to touch on a little something that my sister Gail spoke on a little bit earlier. That was about our Christmases and whatnot. I can recall my Uncle Tom, who just passed away. That's my father's brother. He just passed away over the weekend. But I can recall Christmases when he used to come by and he would dress up in his Santa outfit and we'd do the Black Santa Claus thing during Christmas time. But I still remember... I still have those memories about him. And I just want to say rest in peace to my Uncle Tom.
Awesome. I will say this. I'm a single mother of many children myself. I've got 11, well, one pass. I have 10 living. I'm a grandmother, and I'm a single mom raising six. So I know what it means to have to pinch those pennies, Mama Pittman. I know. When you have to try to give them a Christmas and they don't know about it, Gail, you touched on, you never knew that a lot of times it was donations from the church. I can attest to that from a modern-day standpoint, so I can understand very much that part of it. And there's nothing like the will of a parent trying to make sure that no matter what they cry about, their children will never know those tears. So, again, Mama Pittman, you're an amazing testimony just alone. And frankly, you're like my hero now because I feel like I'm in the middle of the famous Pittman family, sitting here in the middle of all of you now. I'm going to try again to reconnect with, there was a panelist actually. Oh, hold on. There's actually two people coming in. I'm not sure if they're part of the family, but hang on. Well, welcome to the show. Call you on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, that's good. Hi, my name is Christine. Good night, everybody. I'm not sure
Hello.
If it's morning time. Hello?
Yes, we're here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I actually wanted to call to thank on the lovely anniversary of 60 years. I'm very happy to hear something like that. I was kind of anxious to really call and just, you know, congratulate that I've heard someone to be together that long and just being together, you know, with the today's society, how, you know, they make marriage seem like horrible. It's very refreshing to hear something like that. And I just want to say happy anniversary, 60th anniversary. That was one thing I wanted to say. Another thing I wanted to pretty much make a comment to say, you know, thank you for giving me, I'm sorry, more hope that there is something as positive as marriage, you know, out there. That gives me just more hope that there is something out there, the union together that I can hope for. So I wanted to call and say thank you for hearing a positive show about something positive for once. And I'm just very grateful to hear it. So once again, I say happy anniversary and thank you because I can hold on to knowing that something like that can happen to me or for me. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pittman.
Thank you.
You.
I really appreciate it. I'm very grateful to hear that, because even with a show, you don't really hear positive things like that. You're usually hearing so many negative things from it, and I'm very glad because I hear generations of positiveness all through. So I'm grateful to know that I have a chance. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, yes, you're my hero, Mrs. Pittman. Mark, would you like to reply to that?
Well, you know, I just want to say that for my father, you know, if I could be half the man that he is, I'd be 100% satisfied. You know, I know and I recall back in the day being raised up, my father worked 2 full-time jobs. My mother was working full-time. And it was left up mostly to our oldest sister, Gloria, to take care of us as we were growing up. You know, my father, I recall him coming home after working 16 hours, 2 jobs, and all he really needed to do and wanted to do was sleep a lot, I know. So, you know, he's a man's man, and I appreciate that. You know, he inspired me to be who I am today. And I'm real proud of that.
Well, I was hoping to hear from him. Is he okay? Is everything okay with him?
Yeah, he's okay. Are you on the phone, Melvin?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, my Lord, Melvin, you've been there that whole time. You've been there that whole time. It's your turn to talk. You put your life out there. Come on, let's go. Your turn.
Hi, Daddy.
Come on.
He's not a
dog. Hi, Daddy. Love you.
But you have to cooperate with each other. And that's all I could say.
Well, you can stand back and
it
be proud
work.
Because
it takes work. It takes work.
Yes. Well, you heard what your son said, Mr. Pittman. If he could be half the man you are, that says a hell of a lot. A hell of a lot. Because all they are portraying black men to be nowadays, as I said earlier, is a baby daddy, is a thug, is a lazy person, is a criminal. This is what they're putting out there. The media is showing nothing but people like Jay-Z and Beyonce. People showing just people walking around promoting, you know, sex without meaning. And that's not what we really come from. That's
right.
Not what we come from. And to hear that not only is there a couple that's 60 years married, but that all of their children and grandchildren are giving back something or got something from it. I believe that you might have a couple of more family members waiting in line to speak to you. So let me start this again. Hang on 1 second. Okay, I have a 707 area code on the line. Welcome to the show. Okay.
That's me, Gail.
Oh, no, there's another 707, 673 on there.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I'm Cassandra, one of the grandkids, 28 grandkids, and
wow.
I wanted to join in because my grandfather has been on the line this whole time, and he hasn't said anything, and that's sort of how... how I've seen my grandparents' relationship, even though my grandfather doesn't say many things when he does speak, you better sit there and listen because it's an important thing to listen to. And then growing up, that's sort of how I've always viewed them, as my grandma's the one who is going to speak her mind no matter what. And bottom line, their union is held together because they are – they talk and communicate with each other. Even though you might not know, you know, Grandpa said what he wanted to say, his voice was heard.
Awesome.
Very true.
Now, you see, that's what I was saying. Now, the whole time, Mr. Pittman, you've been sitting on that line, and your wife's been doing the talking. Now, let me see now. Am I getting this? That's the way that you said was the smart way to go throughout the years, huh?
Yes.
Quiet again. Mr. Pittman?
Yes.
Smart way to go, huh?
It is.
Now, you see, that's what I'm talking about. Something that I think these modern-day kids, first of all, I know you all see it, and I'm talking about everybody on this panel. Children are getting involved with relationships way too early for wrong reasons. They don't know how to handle it because some of them are prepubescent, so they're too busy trying to find their own identity as an individual. So trying to take on a partnership is already a mess. Mrs. Goodman, you alluded to something very important. Maybe people should start getting to know what they're getting into before they get married, whatever it takes. I think that would prevent a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. You were saying?
I said you're right about that. They should think about what they're getting into before they do it, and then that way it won't be so hard.
Right, or there will be no surprises later. You know, like they swore they had the shining Prince Charming, but then they get involved and they forget that after the happy-go-lucky stuff comes the work.
That's
what
right.
Comes behind. Very few people, Mr. Pittman, understand and cherish what your son just said, what it means for your child to grow up and say that he's a man's man, that he worked two jobs if he had to, that all he wanted to do was sleep, but still there was Christmases. That's something we speak about often, don't we, Mark, when we speak about this on the group, when we speak about it here, because as much as it's done, so many people think that that's just the way it is nowadays, and I know for a fact it isn't. We didn't come from that. You didn't come from that. And your parents definitely didn't raise you to feel that way. So there is hope. Like, by the way, that caller is my sister, who said that she has hope. I do, too, because especially after you've made so many wrong choices because possibly, Mrs. Pittman, we didn't look and see what we were getting into, or we saw some signs and didn't really want to see the signs. So we wind up getting caught up with what comes with that. But you are all, like I said, every one of you, it's not just your mother and father's 60 years. It's what they've built over the 60 years that formed in communities in each of you. Because now all of you grew up and built a better community based on what your parents taught you, because each generation is supposed to teach one, and each generation is supposed to add on from what they were taught previously and what they need to add on. And we have dropped the ball somewhere to where our youth are now. Hearing you guys is like inspiration. It's refreshing. It makes me cry. I'm crying, people. Don't laugh at me. But I am. It's beautiful. In every aspect of the word, in its purest form, is beautiful. Now, there are two more people that are coming in. I don't know if one is not. Oh, three. Wow, you guys are like celebrities here. Hang on one second. 419 area code, you're on the air.
Good evening, Lady Barnett, and hello to the Pittman family. First of all, the first thing I would like to say is that I would like to say congratulations on 60 years of marriage, and that is a beautiful thing. And I would like to say that you are a shining beacon of what black love truly is.
Amen.
And young people, if you're out there listening, I know you are, take notes and just be honored to be in the presence of a family like this. I mean, it's like awesome. It's really blowing my mind because I wasn't fortunate enough to have a mother and father to stay together that long. You know, and from the time that they were together 17 years, but then things happened. But just to know that something like this still exists, you know, gives me encouragement. You know, because I would, you know, oh, my goodness, I would love to have something like this to be with one person for 60 years. Oh, my goodness, that is an awesome accomplishment. And I really mean this from my heart. I commend you from the deepest depths of my heart, and I'm so proud of you.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And now I'm going to see who the other two are, and then I have some actual other little questions along the same line, so there's no surprises here, that I really would like for you to share with our listeners, because I do get a lot of young people, which I didn't realize until I started getting a couple of letters. So this is very important to hear from the ultimate mountaintop, in my opinion. So let's bring in who else we're missing here. One second. All right. 951 area code, you're on the air. Wow, there's okay, I'm going to move along. Actually, I didn't see so many people coming in. Hang on. All right, we have one more 925, not you, Mark. There's a 925 starting with 435. Okay. All right, all of you are in. So those of you who don't know that I'm calling you in and didn't speak yet, just chime in. All right, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, I would like for you to say to me, out of all of the things that have kept you together, all the things you have got through, all the things you had to come to the back of your mind and say, we need this to make this formula work, what would you say to the world right now are one, two, three, or even four things that no matter what else you try, those things you cannot ever leave out of the equation?
But I...
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, number one, you can't leave love out. You can't, and number two, you can't leave understanding out. And number three, you can't leave patience out. You got to understand each other, and you got to be patient with each other. That'd be a lot of times there's things going on within the family, with the kids and whatever. You got to sit down and talk about it, and you got to be patient. And nobody, you know, everybody can't judge and push that person away. You got to be patient with them and try to understand what's going on with them and try to help them through it. And we, I have a poem that I always read to my boys, and it was about their last name. I said, Pittman, you got it from your father. It was all he had to give. So it's yours to use and cherish for as long as you may live. If you lose the watch he gave you, it can always be replaced. But a black mark on your name, son, can never be erased. It was clean the day he and a worthy name to bear. When he got it from his father, there was no dishonor there. So make sure you guard it wisely. After all it's said and done, you'll be glad the name is spotless when you give it to your son.
Wow.
And I always
told them,
that's good.
That's our motto.
Wow.
I remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
You better remember
it,
Mark, because I'm going to hold you to it.
I remember it.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm trying to live up to it as well as I can. You know,
yeah.
I think I had a good example that was set for me and, you know, for all of us, for all nine
mm-hmm.
of us. We had that, you know, and our parents, they're the shining example. Every one of us is trying to emulate them.
Mm-hmm.
They set the example for us.
Well, Mr. Pittman, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you that same question. If you could look back and say everything that you have had to make it work, what do you feel would be some things you cannot remove from the equation?
Well, basically, those are the things that my wife said, and you have to have patience and understanding and you have to deal with things as they are.
Awesome.
Katie, I would like to jump in there. This is Gail. I would like to
mm-hmm.
jump in there and say that patience is what both my parents have. They have patience of Job. And I didn't realize how much patience they had until I had kids of my own. And, you know, I didn't realize what it took to raise a family until you become a parent. And looking back in hindsight, you know, my dad, you know, he's in a house with five daughters and four sons. And, you know, we all went through dating and the prom and everything that everyone else, you know, our first car and everything. And through it all, you know, my parents made sure that, you know, we were just a normal family. You know, there was a lot of us. There was a lot of us in one household, but they made sure that we had the experiences of,
you know, of a normal family, what they would consider normal in society, you know, not what we're stereotyped as being as a black family. You know, I just, you know, I hear stories of the civil rights days and those things, and I always tell my father jokingly, you know, well, I probably wouldn't have survived those days. And, you know, my mom would say, well, yes, you would have, because you had to. You know, you just, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. kept your place and you did what you had to do to survive and raise your family. So I just wanted to throw that in as well.
You always amazing, Jim.
Yeah, they're my role model.
Okay.
And also,
no, go ahead.
No, I said you were saying this is Pittman. Go ahead.
Well, this is Patricia. This is one of the middle daughter. I'm
okay,
in Minneapolis. And I just wanted to say one more hello?
Good.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say one more thing that really helped a lot of us get through hard times along with good times is our parents always taught us never to give up, to always push forward and always try to better yourself. And no matter how bad it seems out there, there's a way that you can make it. If you're not satisfied with your job, go somewhere else. You know, if you want to get paid, if you want a higher paying job, go back to school if you have to. They always taught us never to give up, and that has helped me out a lot, and I know my brothers and sisters too, to get where we're at today. You know, but that's
absolutely
one. That's
awesome.
One.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm. That's
awesome.
One thing. Yeah.
I'm going to have
and
to
I
go.
Also want to tell them, I'm so sorry, I'm in Minneapolis and it's going on 11. I got to be at work early in the morning, but
mm-hmm.
I mainly want to tell my parents how much I miss them and I love them. And, again, happy 60th anniversary, and I can't wait to get there because in 2 days I'll be there with them to celebrate.
God bless the trip and be safe. I'm going to actually ask all of you something, and I want to start with Mom and Dad first because I'm actually with you on the large family thing. I'm on the large family thing, and I know that in addition to what already there's a issue with kids, period, with having children, there's also that added special culture thing when you have a lot of children. So asking you that, first of all, what I just heard Miss Patricia say, that already is a challenge because you have to do this 9 times. So first and foremost, Mom, you had 4 sons. My hat's off to you. Dad, you had 5 daughters. My hat's off to you twice. So this is what I wanted to ask you, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman first. Did you have any challenges or any kind of funny discriminations or people making comments that you had to overcome with regards to the fact that you had a large family that growing
oh,
up?
Oh, yes. We had lots of that. We were crazy. But we love children, and when each time I had one, all I thought about was I got to take care of this child. I got to keep him healthy and teach him how to grow and how to be a man or a woman. I never thought about when I was having them, I wasn't thinking about all the hardships I was giving myself, but I just love children, and he did too. So
I'm absolutely with you. Mr. Pittman, your turn. What would you say?
I'd say that just trying to see that they get an education and try to guide them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely perfect. Now, I do need to ask you two one more thing because we speak about this often, and this is also one of the biggest community social fights that we have among our people. Now, Mom, I'm going to ask you first because I think that we have more of a problem from the women's side of this, and I want to hear from someone who's lived it and proved it, and you need to tell this to those out there that don't seem to understand it. The role of a man in the household, do you believe that it's necessary, must be done, must be included, and explain that to them?
The role of the man in the household?
Yes.
Well, we always looked at ourselves as, well, we mother and father, and we equally want the best for our kids. So we always work together towards that goal. And there was no role in the household. I mean, he did dishes, I did dishes. He did washing, I did washing. He changed diapers, I changed diapers. We were equal in that sort of thing. So we never...
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
We never...
I'm sorry, that's
not me. Job was
Daddy changed diapers?
Yes, your daddy changed
diapers.
It's
well,
amazing
I don't
what
see anything wrong with that.
Bring out, right? Amazing. Thank you for that, because there are so many responses. See, and I'm going to go to you, Mr. Pittman, in just a second, then I'm going to ask your children what they thought of the situation. One of the things that I hear too often, and I'm a single mom, that I can do it all if I have to, except I can't raise my voice to men from a man's standpoint. I can't be a man for my son. I can teach them from my angle what we know it should be, what our ideas of a good man is, what we should want our children to grow up to be, especially for our daughters and our sons. But we can't be men per se. So I've heard so many of these quote-unquote independent women that don't seem to understand that independent means you can handle things on your own, but it doesn't mean you don't need the father in your life. That's what I'm hearing, and I want to know if you believe that that attitude is one of the reasons why the single household has taken such this horrible turn in effect on today's youth.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, I've heard young women say, I don't need a man. I don't need a father. I'll be father and mother, but you can't really. You do need a man, and you do need a father, and the kids need a father. You know, there's things that he could tell them I couldn't tell them, and they would listen. I could tell them, but maybe they wouldn't listen, you know.
Right.
But,
man says it different.
The father is just as important in the household as the mother.
Thank you for that. And, Mr. Melvin, I'm going to ask you the role of a woman, because a lot of guys walk around saying, you know what, well, she just has a big mouth, and that's about it. That's today's talk, though. I have to say, it's not from like my parents' or grandparents' era. But you know what? Say from a man's point of view, the importance of a woman in all aspects, so that our listeners can understand from people who have ever actually made it work for more than three decades.
Well, a woman, a mother, has to, I think she's with the kids more than the father, at least. In our household, it was because I worked a lot and I tried to instill in my kids the importance of working, you know, being able to provide for your family and whatnot. And I wanted my daughters to be independent. And just in case, you know, they on their own, they need to know how to provide for themselves and my sons, too. And to provide for their families.
The respect to a woman, how important is that? Because, once again, that seems to be one of our problems. From a man's point of view, a lot of men think that putting their woman down or being in control or being in charge is the way that a man is a man. I want to hear from a man's man and a man that's made it work with his wife and five daughters. What it is that you feel about that saying or that mentality?
Well, I see it as it's very important for a woman to have the guidance, and I respect that.
Thank you for that, sir. I know you don't like talking much, so I'm going to stop asking you some on-the-spot questions.
I appreciate it.
I guess I have to ask your wife, because your wife seems to know what you're thinking even without you saying it. Mom and Dad, there's actually another panelist, and I think it may be part of your legacy, so I'm going to say legacy, not family, because that's what you built here. So let me bring them in. 510.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. This is Linda. This is Technobit. And I'm here with tears in my eyes, hearing all these things that I heard or thought as I've grown up.
parents, and my parents say the things I thought.
We might need to interrupt you for one second. Are you near your computer?
I didn't realize there are a lot of families that aren't going to be able to have a mother and father, and so very blessed to have that and hope that I've passed that on to children. Happy anniversary to them, Daddy.
From Linda.
Okay. Thank you very much. There's an echo coming from you. All right, sweetheart, if you're near your computer and you're on your phone, you're going to have to turn your speakers down on the computer so the echo doesn't come through. All right, because I think we didn't really get what you were saying.
Did
all of you understand her at all or any part of it?
No, Linda, call back on your phone and get away from your computer and say again what you just said.
Okay, thank you, Gail.
Okay.
I want to say once again what an honor it is for you, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, to have taken time out on your special day to join me here. What you have offered, not just to myself and to your children, but to all of those who listen, you've offered a lot of knowledge. You've offered proven success in thinking the way you do. You have disproven the myth of today's modern-day society, that there's a control factor in a relationship, that you have to be a man to beat up your woman or to put her down or to make her shut up, that you have to be the strong, tough person and say, no, I'm not shutting up to no man. I'm an independent woman. I don't need no guy. This is what we hear often, and I think that's one of the main reasons why everything we already see from the outside is so hard to fight, because we're fighting amongst ourselves. You have spoken about something that I think has been a sensitive issue for myself growing up in a family with different complexions. We've spoken about how you said everybody can do anything they want and that they're good as they are. All of your children have said that to me at some point, the ones that I'm spoken to, off the air, and the ones that were here tonight. And, okay, I believe that Linda's back, so hang on one second. Welcome to the show. Call you on the air. Is that you, Linda?
Yes, me. Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Yeah, I've been on the line listening for probably over an hour now, and I'm in tears, you know, hearing, you know, my brothers and sisters' memories, but hearing my mom and dad talk about how you need to be to raise a family, you know, with a mother and father. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized that that wasn't, you know, normal, because that's all I ever knew, you know, a mom and dad and four brothers and four sisters, you know. That was normal to me. I didn't know anything else until I was an adult, and that they understood. They never said, you have to have patience, you have to do this. This is what they gave to us, and this is how we've tried to live our life. And I'm just in tears just listening to these are the things that have been in my heart, and to hear them verbalize them, because we weren't that type of family that, you know, going to have to sit down and say, you know, you have to have patience, you have to do this. We just knew that's what you needed to do, you know, have love for each other, look out for each other, you know. That's what they instilled in us, you know, that good work ethic and get out there and be who you want to be. And, you know, nobody, don't let anybody take that from you. These are the things that, you know, they taught us.
absolutely. I mean, like I said, I'm in tears listening to the wisdom that's coming out. I'm in tears knowing that 60 years actually still exists in our people. And I mean, you know it based on what you've grown up with. A lot of us have relatives that you could talk about, but more than likely some of those relatives you haven't seen except at a reunion or a family gathering or a holiday time or whatever the case is. This is your mom and dad. You see them and know them every day. I deal with three parts of their legacy regularly and know that this came from something, because even in the short and brief time that we've spoken, Gail, I've heard it from you. I definitely hear it from you, Mark, all the time. Definitely heard it briefly from Ice Means Corey, who has spoken about all the little aspects of inspiration he's gotten, where it came from. The fact that Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, your children are offended or upset or saddened by what they see around them because they came from a place where this didn't exist behind closed doors. The fact that they can feel so bad about the fact that there's so many single broken homes, especially in our community, when they didn't know any of that. And I, like I said, I'm on the end of understanding all the struggles of a parent, then a single parent, then a parent of a large family, then a parent of different sexes, then dealing with all that's coming up out there. And I know what it's like to have to go, okay, I don't have money, but I have a rock, I have a pot of water, and I have a gas stove. So if I get some salt and pepper, a couple of onions and some, yeah, I have stone soup, and my children won't know that they're going to go hungry tonight. I've known that. I've known where I have seven I have to make brand name Christmases for. I don't have brand name money. So what do I do? Discount, eBay, no more racks, all these things. So at the end of the day, your children don't know where you got it from. They don't know all the strategy that it took to get there. And yet and still, they understood that mom gave me a Christmas, that dad was there and loved me, that dad said I'm special as a princess, that and you are a prince, that nothing is good enough for you because I say you're better than that. But yet you support whatever they do. That is amazing. That's the purest form of beauty in my eyes, that your father, ladies and gentlemen of the Pittman clan, is sitting aside for more than an hour now just listening to his wife and saying, I don't know what she's saying, but I'm in the corner and I'm quiet, and I love it. You know, that is such a beautiful example, and I'm in awe. Because I've always seen the bad side of it. So to know that you guys could go 60 years is great. And I love it. So I thank you guys for giving me the honor this evening. Mrs. and Mrs. Pittman, I have a couple of classics that I wanted to give to you because I feel that the words in these songs actually showcase and emulate what it is that you guys have been showing through all of your stuff. So one of the things that I listen to that always hits me all the time is Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia, and that's what I'm going to play for you, and I'll be back in just a few minutes to hear again from whoever we haven't heard from this evening, okay? So bear with me just a little bit, and here's from me to you.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world. The world he left behind. Not so long. Oh,
That was one of the three songs that I'm going to be playing for you tonight. And actually, I've got a request from one of your family members, which I'm going to find in a few minutes before this broadcast goes on now. I would like, if you don't mind, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, take a moment from the phone and give yourself a little dance to this one, because I believe this also is something that represents what 60 years means. Here is Percy Sledge with When a Man Loves a Woman. And do a little dance for me. Be back in just a few. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Before I go on to the next set of things that we have in mind, I'm going to bring the Pittmans back in because there is someone else that is trying to come in and give their opinion or their suggestions. everybody that's hearing the unmuted button is me just bringing you back. Okay, 252, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Katie? This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, how are you? What is it you'd like to say tonight?
I just wanted to congratulate them for 60 years of marriage. That is impressive. Very much heartening to hear. I've had limited interactions with Mark in the Black History Suppressed group, and I've always been impressed by the way he handles the different situations that occur, and even with the way he handled an incident between myself and him. The way he's handled those situations has caused me to have the utmost respect for him and who he is. And so it's a wonderful thing to hear that, you know, it comes, you know, it's throughout the entire clan, the entire group, and that it all stems from this source, this common source. So I just wanted to say congratulations, much respect to the entire family. Definitely gives me something to look forward to look up to, something to aspire to. And so that's all. I didn't want to take up too much time, but I had to. The show has captivated me. I'm sitting out here with my pen and my pad taking notes on things that are being said. So, you know, I just wanted to say congratulations.
Okay, Mr.
Hey, Patrick, I hear what you're saying, and thank you. You know, I know you've been active, you know, in the group, and I appreciate your participation in it. And I also want to thank you for congratulating my parents on their 60th year wedding anniversary. Because, you know, we don't see a whole lot of families out there doing that anymore, you know, these days. And I think we need to acknowledge what it takes in order for a family to grow like that, because it, I don't know, it boomerangs from the parents on down to their kids and their kids and their kids, and that's what we need to be doing, you know, as far as, you know, Black families. We need to be doing that. We don't see a lot of it now, but wherever we see it, we need to appreciate it and acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I believe there's another caller on the air. I'm not sure. I don't want to call the wrong name, but just in case, Larry Harris, is that you?
Excuse me?
Okay. Hello, 347-246, is that you?
Excuse me?
I said hello, you're on the, in the air, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, how you doing there?
How are you?
Okay, fine, thank you. Listen, I came in late, and it sounded like I was talking about the appreciation of families.
We're celebrating the 60th anniversary of Mark. I believe you're part of that group. Marky Mark and the House Parents. That's what tonight's show is about.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, congratulations to them and whatever they did to make it happen. It's beautiful that they share that moment with the family so that they can find out what we're missing and make it happen within our families and our community. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's what we're discussing tonight. So you're saying congratulations. You do know Marky Mark because you're part of his group, Larry. And
yes.
We're celebrating that. One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we experience often is too much of the negative media presentation of who we are. We've come from a long line of strong ancestors. We've come from a persevering group. And actually, Gail, I've actually found it, so I'm going to let your parents know that Gail, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, requested this for you and her family, and we're going to play that. So this is the OJs with Family Reunion. We'll be back to take any other people who would like to give their best wishes to the Pittman family and to the Pittman couple. And that will be after we have just a few minutes left in the broadcast, so just a good amount of minutes. So until then, here's a couple of more tribute songs to show you just how much we all appreciate you very much. Hang on with me. My studio's acting just a little bit crazy today. All right. Here is family reunion for all you Pittmans, and to Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, the head legacy here. Be back in just a few minutes.
Else in the family, as we could get all the fathers of the world. stepmothers, who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. Most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely going to be all right. Then we have the daughter watching her mother, because sooner or later she's going to be a mother. She'll have her own son and daughter. It don't just stop there.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. Tonight we are talking about celebrating Black love, the legacy of Melvin and Adele Pittman. This is too amazing. These are two amazing individuals who have created an amazing legacy of children and grandchildren and even great-grandchildren, proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that all that you see about a broken Black community does not exist at all the time, because this is what it means. This is where we come from. This is who we are. Real Black, true love, respect, family values, loving each other, respecting each other, uplifting each other, and their legacy beyond themselves. That was our musical tribute to them. There's a couple of
panelists that want to come in and, I guess, give their regards. So let me just bring Mrs. Pittman back in and the family with our last few minutes of the broadcast. So hang on 1 second. Thank you, Mama Pittman, for sticking it through. Just hang on a little bit. You've got a couple of people that want to say some final remarks, okay? 1 second.
Yes.
All right. I'm bringing everyone in, and I just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. We're having a little bit of a communication freeze here. All right. 215, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Professor Carl Tom Jones from Philadelphia.
Hey, Professor.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call briefly and say, congratulations to the Pittman family, 60 years together. That is such a beautiful thing. And it's one of the things that we need to continue to promote. We have so much negative stimuli in our community, and so much of it is media-based, based on the negative stereotypes and so forth. So when we hear stories like this, we need to continue to promote it so people can understand, and also to let everyone know that this is the African tradition, families that stay together and families that raise each other as a village. So I'm just calling to say congratulations. Brother Mark, you are an inspiration and a good brother who is not only about what he says, but he makes moves, he makes things happen. So once again, I'm really at a loss for words because I'm in awe of what's going on here. I can just feel the love over the airwaves. So I just wanted to call in and give my love to the family and pray for them and to continue to keep on keeping on and doing God's work in this world.
Thank you for that. I want to say in my last couple of minutes, once again, what an inspiration, Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, that you are to me, to our community, to our young people, that as much as right now I'm a single mom, you give me the inspiration to know what I've been trying to instill in my own, how important it is to be there, to stay there, to go past all of what the society nowadays tries to promote as the norm. I want to thank you for Mark. I want to thank you for Gail, for Corey, for all of those equipment that lined up today to tell the world what a great inspiration that you are. And if there's any final words you'd like to say to your children?
Yeah, I love them all. And thanks for having us.
We love you, too.
We love you back. Love you back. All day, every day.
To you three Pittmans that I know, now that I have met your parents and I know where they come from and what they're about, Mark, if you mess up, I'm on you, brother.
I'm right here, KB.
I'm right here, KB. Mark, thank you very much for bringing this connection because, believe it or not, I thought it was just going to be a celebratory show, but it is more than just another topic. It touched on some things for me. You gave me some hope. I was taking notes. Mr. and Mrs. Pittman, you are amazing, and you're my heroes. So upcoming Father's Day to you, Mr. Pittman. Have a great one. Everybody that's listening, this is the way it goes. This is the true stuff. This is the real thing. This is the foundation. What you see out there is not what is. It's a myth. It's garbage. This is what it takes. The real hard work, the sticking through it, the understanding of each other, the submitting ladies of yourself to your husband, to your man, the submitting fellas to your wife, the equal understanding. This is it. And to you media out there, to you supremacists out there that think we're nothing but the media garbage, this is what we say to you. Try again. So until tomorrow night, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference, love each other, do what the Pittmans do and create a real legacy. Until tomorrow night, everybody, God bless.
Thank you, Katie.
On
Thank
the
you, Katie.
Edge, real talk about real issues.
And I just want to say I love you all, especially my parents.